From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what's next for the Central Intelligence Agency now that CIA boss George Tenet is leaving? But our lead today is President Bush in Europe. In Rome, at the Vatican, he presented Pope John Paul II with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, this country's highest civilian award.
His Holiness Pope John Paul II has championed the cause of the poor, the weak, the hungry, and the outcast. He has defended the unique dignity of every life and the goodness of all life.
Mr. Bush next goes to France, to Paris, and Normandy this weekend. He's in Europe to honor Allied forces who fought during World War II. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He joins us from the somewhat noisy press center there in Rome. Don, tell us, the Pope opposes the war in Iraq. How did Mr. Bush's meetings with him go?
Well, both sides say the meeting went well, but the Pope did restate Vatican opposition to the war when he met with the president, and then when the two of them made statements to reporters afterward. It was a mild rebuke of Bush administration policies, but the Pope did say it's important that the United States work with the United Nations in Iraq now in order to ensure what the Pope called a speedy return of Iraq's sovereignty. And he also indirectly referred to the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, the prison abuse scandal. Today, the Pope referred to the deplorable events that have come to light recently and said that they do not help the effort to bring peace. The president did not directly respond to these comments, except to say that the U.S. is working to restore freedom and human dignity to Iraq.
Don, this is a fairly brief visit. Officially, the purpose, just to honor troops who fought in World War II. How about an unofficial agenda?
Well, there are always multiple things going on. A trip like this serves multiple purposes. So, yes, it is to commemorate the D-Day anniversary, but there has been plenty of talk about Iraq, not just with the Pope, but there'll be talk about Iraq and the UN resolution the U.S. wants to support the interim government. Those conversations will take place with Prime Minister Berlusconi here in Italy and again with French leader Chirac.
That's tomorrow. He's meeting with Mr. Chirac, who's really been a vocal opponent of the war. How about relations between these two guys?
They are warming. Both sides are stressing that. The French and the American administrations acknowledge that there are plenty of things that they need to work together on as it relates to Iraq, and obviously on a broad range of other issues as well. Now, certainly a visit to Normandy and Omaha Beach is a great time and a great way for each side to highlight that friendship. But the president will, as he has in the past, liken today's war on terrorism to the same kind of challenges that the Allies faced in the middle of the last century in confronting Hitler and fascism and totalitarianism. So that message will be continued by the president.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks again.
My pleasure.